This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to Ian Rappaport of NFL Network for coming on the show. It was his report that stirred everybody in D.C. into a frenzy on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day.
Die.
Good insight from him
really
on
good.
His perspective on the piece and kind of what he put out on the Redskins and the franchise tag. And I understand his point that a transition tag could be loaded in a way that makes it prohibitive of the Redskins getting a deal done. I think that where we disagree, me and Rap Sheet or me and anyone that says franchise tag is the way to go, I think that the chances of getting a long-term deal done if you sign a franchise tag number three with Kirk Cousins are zero.
They go down to zero. That's my baseline here, yep. But other people don't seem to believe that.
That is my starting point. So maybe they think differently on Cousins will have an epiphany and come around that he just wants to sign and play for this team. Maybe they think that the Redskins will come around and pay him more than they're willing to right now. See, money to me is not really the big issue. I believe that Dan Snyder at some point in the last year has kind of turned the corner to the point where he'd pay what it takes. I don't think that's what this is anymore. Transition tag is the only way to get to a deal. Doesn't mean you're going to get to a good deal. Doesn't mean you're going to even be able to match the deal. But I do think it is the only truest way to a deal at this point. Because there is a chance, even if it's not a big one, that Cousins signs a deal that you can match with Denver, with Jacksonville, with Pittsburgh, whoever it might be, with Arizona, with the Jets, with the Browns. Then you've got your deal done. And if you don't, then he leaves. But at least this charade is over. And to me, there's value in that as well. I do not want to pay 19% of my salary cap next year to the position of quarterback. I don't want to do that. Listen to what I'm saying now, because for some reason people keep getting confused that I just want to give Kirk Cousins a blank check. Incorrect. You've screwed this up over and over.
Yeah, I think the cat's out of the bag. Whatever analogy you want to use, it's over, Johnny.
I am willing to pay Kirk Cousins market value on a deal this offseason, potentially, depending on what that market value ends up being. But I'm not going over $30 million a cap. There is a sweet spot to me that is in that 13 to 15% range of your salary cap. At $180 million, which is what the salary cap is supposed to be this year, times 0.145, that's around $26 to $27 million. Maybe you go as high as 28. Above that, you are in no man's land with salary cap percentage.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the deal is higher than that and you can't match it, then it's over. You're paying for your mistakes of the last couple years. You're letting a great quarterback leave. But to pay $34 million to rent him for 1 year, which is what you're doing, to delay the inevitable, which is next year I need to go find a quarterback because Cousins isn't here. Because mark my words, you do not get a long-term deal done with him if you franchise him. For what? For two or three more wins? So that you go 10-6 or 11-5, maybe for the first time.
For the first time in 27 years.
Maybe you do that next year. You're not a Super Bowl contender. It's unlikely that you'll even go 11-5 or 10-6 because you haven't done that in 20 years either. But let's say instead of whoever you have, whether it's Colt McCoy, Case Keenum, Christian Sampander, whoever it is, I don't care. Three games better because Cousins is good gets you in the playoff hunt, let's say. You're renting at $34 million the right to do that. Is that worth it, really? Or should you just start anew, if you're going to do it a year from now anyway, and use that $34 million to start roster building? I mean, those are the questions to me.
All right, so a couple things. Again, I'm in lockstep with you on a lot of this. The franchise tag, the arguments I'm seeing for it, that it does still allow for a deal to be reached, the idea is you're going to get some compensation. You get two first-round picks. It's sort of this naive thing that people seem to be operating under. The franchise tag basically makes it prohibitive that anybody's going to give up draft picks and then sign them to the kind of contract that it would take. So this idea that you're just going to magically get first-round picks or compensation for it, I think is ludicrous. The market is too high. That's point one. Point two, every time the amount of money based on these tags increases, so too does the distance between the Redskins' reality and the actual reality. The analogy I've used, and I still believe this is 100% correct, they built a bridge the first time they used the franchise tag. And that bridge widened the second time they used the franchise tag to where the negotiating is supposed to take place and where the Redskins believe it should be or want it to be, whatever it is. What they're doing is standing on their side with a megaphone using Bruce Allen after the deadline went over the summertime. Now they're using this Ian Rappaport report, a Rapport, so to speak, and they're shouting through this megaphone at Kirk Cousins to come back over the bridge, come back towards us, come over here. Come to our side for lower negotiations.
Right.
And Cousins has no reason, no incentive to do any such thing because of this bridge that they've made.
People think it's about money, too, to your point. And Rapsheet kind of said this. He said, I don't think Kirk Cousins would hold them against the fire for the $34 million. It's hard to win it at that point. I think Cousins would take less money to go somewhere where he's dealing with people that haven't made him go through what the Redskins have. Now, people hear that and they say he doesn't want to be here. I don't think it's that he doesn't want to be here.
I mean, Boswell wrote that he's gone. I mean, that's his opinion. Jason Reed talks about that openly, that they think he's gone.
Yeah, I think his preference would be to not be here. I do believe that. If teams like Jacksonville or Denver come after him. And you know what? That should be his preference. It should be. Because the Redskins screwed this up over and over again. Brent Leesburg, what's up?
Grant, what's up, man?
How's it going?
Listen, it's going well, dude, although it's becoming more and more frustrating because of what we're up against. As a diehard Redskin fan, and more importantly these days, a diehard Kirk fan, just like you, Grant, you too, Danny. The reality is the Redskins don't deserve Kirk Cousins, number one. They don't. They botched this so bad, and for him to be such a stand-up guy like he is, the way he's played, they don't deserve him. We all now know that. And the organization at large is my biggest beef, but what I would say to Daniel Snyder, if I could get my voice out, and Bruce Allen, the only way, if I'm in Kirk's camp, to win Kirk back and win me back, the fan, and I think I speak for a lot of people, is for Daniel Snyder and Bruce Allen to come out publicly and say, hey, guys, guess what? Redskin Nation, quote unquote, we got this wrong. We botched it. We have a commodity here, an asset that is unlike any we've seen in decades. Kirk is absolutely worth what we're going to pay him. He is our guy. We've already signed him to this deal. Whatever that deal is, Kirk's not about the bottom line. He's about respect. He's like any man. It's intrinsic in your manhood to have a respect, an appreciation for what you're able to do. And for the Redskins to come out and publicly acknowledge they screwed it up, I think would win back not only Kirk, but this fan base at large. Because from my perspective, Grant, I don't wear my gear anymore. I don't even support this team publicly because they're such a joke. They're such a joke. The field, the way they've handled Kirk. I mean, take a dump or get off the pot. And if they get off the pot with Kirk and let him walk, which he should, I'm out, dude. I'm over it. I can't believe what they would. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it. And I said the same thing to people when they said, if Robert Griffin gets axed, then I won't be a Redskins fan anymore. You're not a Cousins fan. You're a Redskins fan. So in the same way that it was a mistake to go follow Robert Griffin, it'd be a mistake to go follow Kirk Cousins. But unlike the Robert Griffin situation where the team didn't wrong the player while everyone tried to make it out like they did, here's a scenario where a guy's done everything correctly, put up the numbers, responded every time you've asked him to, and you continue to dangle this carrot that you keep moving, like some trick for a dog or something. 800-636-1067 is the number. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.